In Sydney, Nova Scotia, on the weekend Timmins native Emma Welts and her Queen's University women's basketball team picked up a silver medal at the U Sports National Championships. Certainly no small feat. Queens fell 71-59 to Carlton in the championship final. Welts, a starting guard, played 26 minutes with 3 points, 8 rebounds and 2 assists. A terrific season for Emma and crew and one she can certainly be proud of. We sure are proud of her. On the men's side, Carlton picked up the championship there as well, with a thrilling double overtime win in the final. It is the 4th straight national title for the Carlton men, and 17th since 2003. Meanwhile, at the NCAA DIII Women's National Championships in Maine, Madison Brunette's 9th-ranked Norwich University was upset by 10th-ranked Colby 5-2. It was the first game for both clubs and knocked Norwich out. With Colby jumping out to a 3-0 first-period lead, Brunette came on in relief. She played 44 minutes, faced 14 shots and surrendered just a pair of goals. So, the freshman picked up some super valuable playing time at Nationals, which only helps her development down the road. Hold your head high, Madison. You had one heck of a year. At OFSAA, the RMSS girls volleyball team capped a hugely successful year with an excellent showing. Michener lost to Quinty in the consolation quarterfinals. Quinty went on to capture the consolation championship. A fine effort at OFSAA is an enviable achievement and an awesome culmination of a memorable season. Way to go, ladies. And by now we know of OFSAA hosts TH and VS's strong run that ended up in a trip to the quarterfinals. The boys put up a determined effort. Congrats. Another RMSS club is looking to make some noise at OFSAA from March 22 to 24 in St. Catharines. Roland Michener's boys hockey team will proudly represent NEOAA, the Northeastern Region, in the A.A. Provincial Championship. Seeded 8th in the 16-team event, Michener will be looking to knock off some higher seeds in a quest for a title. More hockey, sports on tap. The Timmins Minor Hockey is hosting a NOAA Tournament of Champions, TOC, this March 17-19 at the Archie Dillon Sportsplex and the McIntyre Arena. Games start Friday morning with championship games on Sunday. Full schedules are available on the TMHA and NOAA websites. Timmins will have 3 teams competing in 3 different categories in the event. Categories are U10AA, U12AA and U14AA. The penning ceremonies are Friday at 6:55 p.m. at the Sportsplex. Don't forget to be in the green for both the North Stars and St. Paddy's. The TOC is a great opportunity to catch some high-end hockey between our Timmins clubs and their peers from across the north. Down in the Sioux starting on March 16, you can find the AAA Majors trying to capture a GNML U18 championship and a berth in the OHFs. The boys in maroon are in Pool A and will square off with North Bay U16s, Sudbury U18s and the Sioux Junior. Greyhounds U18s. Now this is Canadian thing. Back in February, Canadian Formula One driver Lance Stroll fell during a cycling session. The result, fractures in both wrists, yes, both wrists, and a broken toe on his right foot. You know, the one you press the gas with. As a result, the Aston Martin driver would miss all of his team's season testing. Doctors were not optimistic, but Stroll maintained he would be driving in last week's opening race. How he drove an F1 car at speeds up to 200 miles per hour and G-forces akin to a fighter jet with broken wrists and toe is beyond me. But in typical Canadian fashion, he, pins and screws and all, not only makes the race, but finishes 6th, in the points. His new teammate and former champ Fernando Alonso called Stroll his hero in post-race interviews. Even he was amazed at Stroll's feat. I know it's in the collective bargaining agreement with the NHL, but this fine baloney has to stop. When you fine a guy $5,000 and he makes $10 million, he reaches into his jacket pocket and says, here ya, go. Next CBA should have fines with suspensions. Players want to play. And when they do something stupid or dangerous, let them not play. Pretty simple. Well, Friday I will be having my annual St. Patrick's Day parade. Me and all the dogs in the neighborhood will march up and down my yard sidewalk while singing Irish folk songs my grandpa taught me. At parade's end the dogs get a green milk bone and I have a green milkshake. Later skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.